This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, will the Electoral College save the people who hate Donald Trump? There's a petition you're going to be telling us about here in a moment, Daryl. It's Ian and Daryl in the studio. Petition being signed by thousands of people on the internet, started by a libertarian from California.
Yes.
We'll get into that. Also, you are welcome to join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype as well. It's Skype username lrn.fm. You've mentioned Starchild before here on Free Talk Live.
And Starchild's actually called the show before.
He is a very flamboyant person from California.
Yes.
Who, when you see him on television or in a YouTube video, it will likely be a memorable outfit. Or at least a memorable appearance. He's a longtime libertarian activist. He sits on the Libertarian Party's National Committee, I believe, and is probably one of the more principled people on that National Committee.
Yes.
So, I mean, I don't know him well. I've met him a few times at various different events over the years. I've always liked him, and I'm surprised that he's the one who started this petition. What happened? Where did it happen? What's going on?
So he posted the petition on change.org. And he actually posted this Wednesday, and the petition already has over 4,100 signers.
Okay.
He says, last night, to the dismay of half the country and much of the world, Donald Trump came out ahead in the race for U.S. president by a razor-thin margin, and as usual, most of the media prematurely rushed to declare a winner. Of course, the possibility of another President Clinton was equally dismaying to many, and all the candidates other than the nominees of the two-party cartel were once again shut out of the presidential debates, arguably once again making the election results illegitimate regardless of who winds up in the White House. Hillary Clinton actually received more votes than Trump, even though he came out ahead in the Electoral College tally. But the Electoral College has not actually voted yet. And that vote is what ultimately elects the president. What many people don't realize is that they could still change who becomes the next president. And then he links over to an article from ABC News.
Which would be a historic thing to do, given that has never happened in the history of the Electoral College, correct?
Correct. There have been, you know, so-called faithless electors.
Who break from what they're expected to do.
Correct. But never have they actually altered the outcome of the election.
Mm-hmm. And how many of these breakaway electors have there been in any given election?
One?
Two, maybe?
Generally one. There was an election in the 1830s, I think it was, where there were eight people that did not vote for the vice presidential candidate that they were declared for. And so that wound up causing the vice presidential race to go to the Senate. And the Senate ultimately wound up choosing that person to be the vice president. But generally, it's one person, and it has absolutely no real effect. The last time there was, you know, one of these faithless electors was back in 2004, where one of the electors in Minnesota wrote John Edwards as both president and vice president instead of John Kerry for president and John Edwards for vice president. The petition here continues. He says, as explained in this ABC article, 21 states do not require electors to vote for the candidate to whom they are pledged. And indeed, one Clinton elector from Washington has already announced he will not vote for her. Now, what he says by they don't require, certainly the statutes, you know, do say that, you know, whoever gets elected is supposed to vote one way. But some states will actually have a punishment of if you don't vote for the person you're supposed to, then there's a fine of X. Or some states even go further and say you are deemed to have resigned as an elector, and one of the alternates will take your spot.
So the odds that this is going to occur, pretty low.
Pretty, pretty low. But he continues here with his rationale for the petition. He says, with the votes of 270 electors needed to make him president, Trump has been reported as having between 279 and 290 pledged electors, and Clinton between 218 and 228, with 31 still up for grabs in Michigan, New Hampshire, and Arizona, where it's still too close to call. And I dare say there's probably going to be recounts in all of those places. This means that as few as 10 electors refusing to vote for Donald Trump could deny him the 270 votes needed and throw the election to the House of Representatives. With a Republican majority in the House, members would not vote for Clinton.
Oh, interesting.
But a coalition of Democrats and anti-Trump Republicans might choose a less odious Republican, or even the third-place vote-getter, Libertarian candidate, and former Republican governor of New Mexico, Gary Johnson. Now, this is me, you know, splitting off from the article here. What happens if it goes to the House is each state gets a single vote. So the delegation of each state casts a single vote.
So there are only 50 votes.
So there are 50 votes.
Huh.
Meaning that states like, say, Nebraska, the Republicans and Democrats within the Nebraska delegation would have to figure out who they're going to vote for.
Okay.
And they would only be able to vote for one of the top three electoral vote getters. Meaning that if any of these electors don't vote for Donald Trump, then, you know, some of them would have to vote for Gary Johnson, and he would have to come in third.
Which means he would be an option.
In order for Gary Johnson to be an option.
Okay.
So, you know, there would be a lot of coordination that would have to take place between these electors to where they all wind up voting for the same person to wind up being that third option.
It's a crazy idea.
Really crazy idea. He continues here by saying, Republican electors, your party saved us from Hillary. Please have the courage now to stand up and save us from Donald Trump. Do you really want this unstable, thin-skinned man with his finger on the nuclear button? In the name of humanity, we, the undersigned, ask you, Republican electors, please vote your conscience. Please do not make Donald Trump president of the United States.
Well, you know, I wouldn't get my hopes up for this petition to have any success whatsoever.
But I think that it raises a lot of really good questions.
Like what?
About, you know, should we be using this winner-take-all system of allocating electors? So, Hillary...
I don't want to use the system at all, but it ain't going to change.
Right, well, the system exists.
Yeah.
Right. You at least acknowledge
it's
that.
It's more likely to fail than it is to change.
Well, I don't know, because it's the state legislatures that determine how the electors are allocated. Okay. So it's not a federal law that says whoever wins New Hampshire gets all of New Hampshire's electors.
Some New Hampshire statute says that, is what you're saying.
New Hampshire statute says that. So Hillary, who is winning New Hampshire by a couple thousand votes, maybe,
0.1% less,
is going to wind up getting all four of the electors.
Right.
If there is, say, a proportional allocation, then Hillary would get two of them and Donald would get two of them from New Hampshire.
Okay.
Maine and Nebraska use a congressional district allocation. So if you win one of the gerrymandered districts, you get
the
one elector.
Okay.
If you win statewide, you get the two statewide electors.
Okay.
So, you know, there have been discussions and debates over the last, I'd say, probably 15 years since the Bush victory in 2000 about modifying the Electoral College. But I really think that, you know, now would be the time to seriously think about, you know, having a really strong push. And I'm not saying go to,
you mean to change the
national popular vote system to where whoever wins the national vote.
You're saying change the state statutes on how the electors are allocated.
Right. Have changes at the state level.
But that's not going to happen fast enough to save you from Trump.
It won't happen fast enough to save us from Trump, but it could make things more interesting in 2020.
Which, it'll still be scumbag one versus scumbag two, so, I mean...
But if people know that somebody coming in with 10% of the vote gets electors in a state, they might be willing to vote for that person.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can share your thoughts on Free Talk Live.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-967-9298. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-967-9298. That's 1-800-967-9298. 1-800-967-9298.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, you can dial in here. You can bring up whatever you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Coming up, we'll talk about the Calexit, which I wanted to...
California.
And maybe an Orexit as well. Oregon.
Oregon.
Oh, yeah, you got some good ones. All right, so if we get into it, we'll do that here in a moment. But your calls come first, your thoughts are welcome, and you can join us toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Skype, username, lrn.fm. Charles is in Kansas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Charles.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
What's on your mind tonight? Go ahead.
Well, I stopped by one of these protests, anti-Trump protests, just and probably... 150 people here, but we do things different here in Kansas. You know, they opened up with a prayer, and they prayed for the police and everybody's safety and all that kind of stuff. You know, the great big American flags
so
in the back.
So was this an anti-Trump protest or a pro-police rally of some sort?
Anti-Trump.
Now, where in Kansas was this?
Wichita.
Wichita, okay. A couple hundred people, you said?
Yeah, I'd say 100, 150.
And where was the location in Wichita?
It's our old town square. It's right downtown.
Okay. And how long did it go on for? Is it still happening now?
It's still going on. I got cold, so I left because I wasn't that interested in it.
What are they doing? Do they have speakers, just people chanting? I mean, what do you see if you show up at this thing?
They've got speakers and signs and a couple of flags and but it seemed to be more of a they opened up with prayer and love and all that stuff and then jumped straight into the how much we hate Trump and or they hate Trump.
What did they want to see happen?
They never really got into anything real specific.
Well, that's because they can't really do much. I mean, there's the begging the electors to change their votes, but beyond that, I mean, this is pretty much a done deal. It's going to be President Trump.
They did talk about, getting ready for the next election in 2 years and then 4 years and starting to work on that now.
Well, that, of course, would be the typical response to failing at an election is to gear up for the next one and to redouble one's efforts and, continue on the same old path. But that's why I like what some of these people are talking about with secession is they are finally, breaking out of the box politically because that's what we've always been told. Well, if you don't like the election, just try again harder next time.
Now, one thing that is interesting, one of my friends that doesn't generally post political stuff actually posted what the presidential vote totals were for Republicans and Democrats over the last several elections. And the Republican vote totals have stayed basically the same, right around 60 million people.
Okay, so the total aggregate number of Republican
people
who vote.
Numbers that have voted for the Democrat for president have fluctuated greatly.
Interesting.
So, his post was, the Democrats lost this election more so than the Republicans won the election.
Because they lost voters this time around?
Right, because their numbers are the ones that fluctuated. So there wasn't a lot of people that were like, oh, screw the Democrats, I'm voting Republican. Because Donald Trump got about as many votes as John McCain and Mitt Romney.
They said, screw Hillary, we're staying home.
Yes.
Okay, got it. Charles, anything else you want to share about your observations from the protest?
And they go off, say a lot about, race and stuff like that, but it's 99% white, mostly college-age females. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting. Thanks for your
call
tonight.
Hold on. What you're saying is if there's a single guy that's looking for a date, go to the anti-Trump protest.
Good advice.
A lot of gay rights activity, too. So it's roll of the dice, I guess.
Thanks, Charles, for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Dick. He's in Alaska. You're on Free Talk Live calling from Wasilla. Go ahead, Dick.
Yeah, one quick thing about secession is I had a lot of Trump supporter friends up here who are obviously happy, but before the election they were saying, well, if Hillary wins, I'm going to move to Canada. And I think it's so funny because I always float the idea, well, I'm in the Alaska Independence Party, so why don't you join, this party and let's try and fight for secession of Alaska. And I think it's so funny because the response 9 times out of 10 is, well, that'll never happen. And it's like, and you're never going to move to Canada either. But, I mean, we're just talking here. Let's be honest, you know.
Right. Well, most of the people saying, like, I'm going to move to Canada have not even researched what the laws are for moving to Canada.
Or, like, how freedom-oriented Canada is. I mean, it's not exactly a freedom-friendly place.
Ranks higher than the U.S. and the Cato and Fraser Institute.
But there may be some people who don't like what they end up finding when they get to Canada as well.
Right. But what I wanted to call about is I really miss Conan on the show because he was kind of your resident conspiracy theorist, and I always like to flirt with the ideas of conspiracy. I don't necessarily believe them, but I think they're a lot more fun to believe. So this election really surprised me. I thought it was a sure thing for Hillary. I think it was rigged. And Trump winning makes me think, okay, well, so what did I miss that why would the establishment want Trump? Because they seem to have made it clear that they don't. So, and of course, I don't believe them. So I think...
Well, we covered this a little bit on Wednesday. And I'll just briefly recap. Tom Knapp over at the Napster blog said that he saw this as, you know, sort of a referendum on the Democrats. So that essentially made Hillary the incumbent in the race. And the large number of undecided voters, you know, right up until just a few days before the election, indicated more support for Trump than what the polls were showing, because undecided voters tend to vote for the challenger, not the incumbent. And also, there's a lot of people that don't want to admit to anyone that they were voting for Trump, which, again, would skew the number of undecideds a little bit higher. So that's one theory of how Trump was able to wind up, you know, pulling this thing away from Hillary.
So my theory is, and again, it's just a theory, just for fun. I've heard that a lot of times they float the idea of gun control and whatnot, and then they don't pass anything because it kind of calms the masses when they think they've won by keeping their property rights. But even though they haven't won anything, just because they didn't lose, they think they won. So I think this is kind of the same thing. There's been a very large group of the conservative movement that's been talking about, oh, you know, the revolution's coming, and now we expect to see that quiet down quite a bit. So, because they're not going to worry too much about Trump, and they're going to go back to, I think, even the bad policies, even if they're exactly what Hillary or Obama would have done, they'll be okay with it because it's Trump. So, like, it depends on how
right, but don't you think that it's going to sort of motivate the so-called left, and we're already seeing this, to where, you know, they've already taken to the streets, and he's not even been sworn in yet.
Right, and we'll see some of that, I'm sure. I'm curious to see how much of it we'll see over the next 4 years. If he pardons Hillary Clinton, if he loses in the midterms next year and the Democrats get more control, they might say, okay.
In order to pardon her, she would have to have been charged with something and convicted. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wanted to quit your job and be your own boss? Interested in investing in real estate, flipping homes, paying off your mortgage in 5 to 10 years, making up to $10,000 in commissions while you learn? Go to WealthCreationInstitution.com now. Find out why we're ranked in the top 2% of the fastest growing companies in the United States, according to Inc. 5000. Limited positions available. Go now. WealthCreationInstitution.com. That's WealthCreationInstitution.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free. Bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. What is the Calexit, the exit of California from the United States? That's something we can talk about coming up here. Also, another big winner is Cell 411. At least you'll be a winner if you download Cell 411, because you might actually save somebody's life with Cell 411. It decentralizes the emergency response services down to the level of the individual, down to the level of your friends and family members. So you send out an alert, your friends and family, if they've got the same app, Cell 411, they'll get that alert and they'll know something's going wrong. They'll know and they'll be able to respond. So one of our friends here in the area sent an alert the other night that he had been pulled over. He was unfortunately about 22 miles out of town at that time, because it shows you where the person is, where the thing is happening. And I unfortunately was, you know, my phone was in the other room. I didn't get the alert until later, but other people did get the alert. They were able to reach out to him and like make an agreement or an arrangement to come and get him at the jail in Hillsborough, New Hampshire. So Cell 411 helps connect people when things are going wrong. And the more people use it, the more powerful of a tool that it is. You know, if there are only 10 people in the area with Cell 411, but 9 out of 10 of them are at work or asleep or something like that, you may not get the response you were hoping for. But if there are 100 people in the area, there's a greater chance that, say, 10 out of the 100 are available at that time. So again, the more people that can use this tool, the better off we'll all be, and the less reliant we'll be on using emergency services from the government.
So that was the main point of Cell 411. That's why it was created back in August of 2014. Now, as of this last few weeks, they have added ride-sharing to Cell 411, which may end up proving to be Cell 411's real killer app, in that it may push Cell 411's adoption further, even faster than the decentralized emergency response, because people need rides. And they need them right now, and a lot of people are sick and tired of dealing with the mega corporations like Uber and Lyft, who control the drivers. They tell the drivers how much they can make, they tell them how much they can charge, and they tell them they can only take the credit cards through the Uber and Lyft apps. With Cell 411, drivers get to decide how much to charge. Drivers get to decide, you know, which rides to take. Drivers get to decide, you know, not just their rates on what they charge, but also what they accept. So you want to take cryptocurrency like Bitcoin, cash, credit card, you know, whatever you're configured for. You want to take silver, barter, all of those are options within Cell 411. And it's free. So really, there's no reason not to download this, whether you're going to use it for the emergency alerts feature or you're going to try the ride-sharing feature as either a rider or a driver. Give it a try. It's free. And it just keeps getting better and better. So go to getcell411.com. That's getcell411.com. Or just go to your Google or Apple app stores and search for Cell 411. Let's go to John in California. You're on Free Talk Live listening on LRN.FM. Hello, John in California. John, can you hear me? Going once. Hey, we got you, John. Go ahead.
Okay. I want to talk about this thing because I have been listen to Free Talk Live since 2008 when you moved up to New Hampshire. And I myself have been trying to put together some kind of independence for California since 99.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Now, what happened with this, this re-electric move is there is something coming up on the ballot in 2018, I think. But this is way...
So you're saying really something's already confirmed for being on the ballot in 2018?
That's what I saw through the Sacramento Bee. I tried to bring the article right now, and I can't.
Now, I think there's probably somebody collecting signatures to get something on the ballot, but I don't think anything is confirmed
on the ballot.
There's two parts
that read. The first part is to get it on the ballot.
All right, so unfortunately, John, you are in a bad cell. Or you have a bad signal or whatever, but you're dropping too many words to really make this a meaningful conversation. I'm going to put you on hold, and maybe I'll have the board op check in on you here and see if you maybe have moved to a better area where we can actually have that conversation, because I'm interested to know what you have to say. Since he brought it up, we were going to go there. Here's the story from Business Insider. Malia Robinson reporting that a fringe political group, fringe, of course, this is one of the ways they're trying to sideline the idea of secession. I don't know how fringe secession is. I think it's going to become less and less fringe and more popular over time.
Right, and remember there was the survey done, I think, by Reuters a couple of years ago that showed that 25% of Americans liked the idea of their state seceding. Now,
right.
They did not ask the question, what do you think of other states being able to secede?
True.
Or do you think other states should secede? And yes, those are two completely different questions. Actually, three, because there was the original question they asked and then the two that I said that they didn't ask. But, you know, so it's probably a higher percentage than that are okay with the idea of secession.
I hope that they'll continue to do those polls, especially now the secession is once again making headlines.
Yes. And just real quick, I'm looking on Ballotpedia, which is really good about having information about ballot measures that are on the ballot, that mm-hmm. were on the ballot, that were proposed to be on a ballot. They are not showing anything for any ballots anywhere in 2018.
Let's bring him back here. Board op says his signal's a little better. John, are you with us still?
Hey, Ian. How you doing?
Hey, good. Go ahead.
Oh, no. So basically, I mean, this has been going around for a long time. This one original website that I found goes back to 99. I myself tried to kind of form my own website, kind of rewrite a new constitution. I looked in the other secession movement. There's one for Oregon, parts of Northern California and Washington called Cascadia.
Yep.
There's also the Palmetto Republic.
There's the state of Jefferson, which is North California and Southern Oregon.
Yeah. And basically, I saw this article pop up probably 2 days before the election was called for the Tuesday's election, and then it got hijacked. I saw it on a UK website, metro.co.uk. It's just like a daily rag, you know, has no credibility. And they said, people are unhappy that Trump won. So now they call for California's secede from the union. And I said, I commented on the website. So it's had nothing to do with that. You know, this has been going on for a while. And there's other secession movements too in the union. If you remember,
the Yes to Independence group, which is the one that was holding the rally on the steps of the Capitol in Sacramento the day after the election, they've been around. They didn't start because of Trump, but certainly they are glomming on to this opportunity to promote their ideas, and I think that's the right thing to do. I mean, you've got to get this idea out to as many people as possible, and the Trump haters are a ripe audience for secession.
No, I agree with you. I've been that's my number one thing. It's independence for California, but I just don't think the anti-Trump haters are the ones I'd want to have in California, or the Trump lovers, you know?
If California secedes, you're going to have a socialist hellhole. I mean, that's just what's going to happen.
Exactly.
And I think it's a wonderful idea, because then more socialists will move to California and they'll leave here.
California.
That's not going to happen, dude. This is California we're talking about. Come on, let's be realistic.
The group behind the CalExit, and that's what they're using on the website here. Mm-hmm. The group is Yes California.
Right, Yes to Independence.
Okay.
And they're hoping to get something on a special election ballot in 2019.
Okay.
2019, okay. That's what I read then.
Yeah, so they're planning on this. It's not confirmed. They haven't even begun collecting petitions yet.
Look, the fact is, California has been lost to socialism for a long time. It's not coming back. It's the 49th least free state in the entire United States.
North Dakota is number one now.
No, actually, New Hampshire is the number one most free state, according to the Freedom in the 50 States. New Hampshire has thousands of libertarians who've already moved here. Thousands more are coming. We had dozens of libertarians win the election this year. At least 15 or 18 free staters won election to state rep this year. We've had more electoral success in this year than probably the libertarians combined from all the other 49 states. So if you really want to see more freedom in your lifetime and a freedom-oriented secession, you ought to get up here to New Hampshire. Thanks, John. More coming up on Free Talk Live.
You want disruption? You got disruption. Cell 411, the world's most disruptive and empowering app, knows you want ride-sharing with payment options for cash, Bitcoin, silver and barter, as well as credit cards. And they know you want more than promises. Cell 411 delivers. The same great emergency management app, now with ride-sharing. Freedom to travel is a right. You don't need big business telling you how to do it and taking fees. Go to the App Store now and download Cell 411 and get riding.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Have you ever wanted to quit your job and be your own boss? Interested in investing in real estate, flipping homes, paying off your mortgage in 5 to 10 years, making up to $10,000 in commissions while you learn? Go to WealthCreationInstitution.com now. Find out why we're ranked in the top 2% of the fastest growing companies in the United States, according to Inc. 5000. Limited positions available. Go now. WealthCreationInstitution.com. That's WealthCreationInstitution.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
You ready to secede? Because now is the time, and secession is more important today than it was a week ago. At least, it should certainly seem that way to some people, and I think it is. It's more important to talk about secession now than it was yesterday, and as time goes on, secession becomes more and more of an imperative. We've got to end this United States experiment. It has failed. Okay, we've got peaceful people being put in prison. We've got whistleblowers being put in prison and tortured. We've got a government that is trillions of dollars large, reaches its nasty tentacles into every aspect of our business and personal lives, and it's just going to get worse.
We've got whistleblowers that the U.S. federal government basically exiled to Russia and then said, if you love America, then why are you in Russia?
It's just crazy, and now, thankfully, some of the people on the left are starting to see the value in secession. We've got proposals in Oregon and California for secession movements. In fact, competing secession movements, as a matter of fact. There's the Yes California Independence Campaign, which you've been looking at their website.
Yes.
What's their site, by the way?
YesCalifornia.org.
They're getting press this week as they've been out there in the streets. They had a protest or a demonstration out in front of the California State House in Sacramento on Wednesday. And the story over at Business Insider talks about them and how secession might possibly work. The Yes to California Independence Campaign aims to hold a referendum in 2018. Now, you said you saw info about 2019.
Right. So let me explain that, because that's one of the first things that they talk about on their site. It says in the spring of 2019, Californians will go to the polls in a historic vote to decide by referendum if California should exit the union.
Oh, wow.
A hashtag CalExit vote. You will have the historic opportunity, because the Yes California Independence Campaign will qualify a citizens initiative for the 2018 ballot that, if passed, will call for a special election of Californians to vote for or against independence.
So wait, so they have to pass a ballot initiative in 2018 to get another ballot initiative in 2019 where people can actually vote on it?
So it would not be another ballot initiative. So it would be, do you want to vote on independence, yes or no? And if people vote yes...
Why do they have to do it that way?
I don't know. I'm just telling you what they're doing.
Because they didn't have to... Right, I'm not expecting you to know. I mean, you know a lot about elections, but I don't expect you to know everything. Because, like, with the marijuana legalization that just passed there this year, did they have to first put it on the ballot? Would you like to vote about marijuana legalization? No, they just put the thing on the ballot.
Right, but I think the reason they're doing this, it's, I see it as kind of smart. Because I do like the two-step approach of, do you think that Californians should reconsider their current status as a state within the United States? Yes or no?
It may seem like more of a mandate then.
And then if a majority say, yes, let's reconsider our relationship with the United States government.
Yeah.
Then have a second vote of, okay, what should we do?
Yeah.
It makes sense.
It takes a little longer, but...
It does take a little longer, and then it doesn't really muddy the issue of, while you're electing a governor, you're also saying, let's secede!
Yeah, that's true. If this would be the only question on that special election ballot, is what you're talking about.
Right, so it would be a... We're going to have a special election for this particular vote.
And also, only the people who really care would come out, too, because then you wouldn't have just the people who are voting for governor like, oh, what do I think about secession?
Right.
You'd get the people who really want it and the people who are really opposed to it coming out. Yeah, so that's kind of interesting. So if this thing passes, California would be one step closer to becoming an independent country, according to BusinessInsider.com. As far-fetched as it may sound, the plan started gathering steam after Tuesday night's surprising presidential vote. The movement has an impressive backer in Shervin Pishavar, a well-known angel investor who offered to bankroll the campaign to secede. Quote, as the sixth largest economy in the world, California is more economically powerful than France and has a population larger than Poland. Point by point, California compares and competes with countries, not just the other 49 states, wrote Yes California in a statement. Louis Marinelli, an outspoken political activist and president of Yes California, envisions California as a sovereign entity within the United States, much like Scotland in the United Kingdom. He tweeted at their Yes California Twitter, California is a nation, not a state. This is the campaign to secede and make California an independent country. There is no clear path, writes Business Insider, for how California might appeal to the federal government so that it may leave. The U.S. Constitution lays out procedures for how a new state may enter the union, but there are no protocols for a nation to exit. Marinelli, however, sees a workaround with a ballot measure passed by California voters. In 2015, Marinelli paid a $200 apiece to get 9 initiatives related to secession on a statewide ballot. According to the Los Angeles Times, none gathered the nearly 400,000 signatures necessary to appear on the ballot, so Marinelli and his followers were forced to start over. Yes, California now aims to gather enough signatures to put an initiative on the ballot in 2018 when Californians will choose their next governor for the referendum in 2019, which you were talking about, Daryl.
Yes.
Should a clear majority declare their support for a Brexit-style departure, the group may follow one of two paths. Both lean on a significant case argued before the U.S. Supreme Court in 1869, Texas versus White, which touched on a state's ability to secede. Option number one, as described in a statement from Yes California, is as follows, quote, a member of the California federal delegation to Washington would propose an amendment to the U.S. Constitution allowing the state of California to withdraw from the Union. The amendment would have to be approved by 2/3 of the House of Representatives and 2/3 of the Senate. If the amendment passed, it would be sent to the 50 state legislatures to be considered and to satisfy the consent of the state's requirement in Texas versus White. It would need to be accepted by at least 38 of the 50 state legislatures to be adopted. The alternative option is that California could call for a convention of the states, which is currently being organized to tackle other constitutional amendments as we speak, and the amendment granting California its independence would have to be approved by 2/3 of the delegates to this convention.
And after that, it would still have to be approved by 3/5 of the states.
Which is what they say, 38 out of the 50 states would then have to approve that measure in order for it to be adopted.
Right, and this is something that basically every year there's legislation in different states to, let's call for an Article 5 convention, and then all the people come out, fear, the sky is falling. If two-thirds of the people approve something, then it just gets, you know, foisted upon us and nobody gets to it. Well, no, that's not what happens. It would still have to be ratified. Now, in theory, the delegates to this Article 5 convention could completely rewrite a new constitution that says that, you know, only one state has to approve. And then you've got the weird question of, okay, which document then becomes legally binding? And if a completely new constitution were written at one of these Article 5 conventions, which is basically what happened when the Articles of Confederation were being amended, they got together and just, you know, wrote this new constitution. And, you know, so that would then, I think, give states the ability to say, you know what, we don't want to ratify this new thing. We're going our own way now.
I hope that option three for New Hampshire, because I hate the idea of asking permission to secede. I think option three should be just send a notice to the federal government saying, we're done here. See ya. And then just stop paying any taxes to them, stop obeying their regulations, and basically act as though you are an independent country.
Well, that would then basically require you to convince the 1.3 million people that live in New Hampshire to stop, you know, filling out 1040s, the businesses to stop complying with W-2 stuff.
I think
so. It's going to be a lot more difficult than just sending a breakup letter to Washington, D.C.
I would say that, you know, you could let the people of the state know, hey, if the federal government threatens you, you just call the police and we'll send, you know, the Bearcat down there to arrest the IRS agents or federal agents who are threatening you. Because, you know, the state is supposed to protect people, supposedly. So it'd be nice to have them protect us from the federal government. Eric McDaniel, an associate professor of government at the University of Texas at Austin, told the Texas Tribune at the height of the Brexit hysteria that the legality of seceding is problematic. He said the Civil War played a very big role in establishing the power of the federal government and cementing that the federal government has the final say in these issues, which is, of course, what you hear all the time.
And FedGov claimed that Virginia had actually seceded. That's how West Virginia was able to secede from Virginia without congressional approval and the approval of the state legislature. But then Texas and all the other states that seceded didn't actually secede because reasons.
Marianelli told the LA Times in 2015, what's going on in the U.S. politically and culturally is so different from what's happening here. I want California to be all it can, and our group feels the political and cultural connection to the U.S. is holding us back from our potential. If a bunch of people vote for this, it's going to be hard for the federal government to say, you have to stay, I think. We'll see you tomorrow. It's Free Talk Live.com. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food storage.